in the buggy. He had a pretty horse and buggy. And she'd go with us. And the boy that she finally married, he didn't have anything. He's just a farm boy. And so he'd meet her there, and then he'd walk her home, or walk her back to the buggy, mm-hmm. and just be with her at the party or entertainment. And at that time, we only had church, or that is preaching, about once a month, because there wasn't any preacher lived in the community, and it was hard to get someone from Camden. I think this man came from Camden up there once a month, part of the time, and preached. Then they'd have a revival service in summertime for a week or more. But we'd meet together at the church just the same. Sometimes they'd set it in the morning, and then they'd decide to change it in the afternoon. Maybe it'd be the time of year. And we'd meet and sing and pray and have a Bible lesson, mm-hmm. whether we had preaching or not, and take the Lord's Supper.
Mm-hmm. When you were courting, what were some of the names of things that you called it, besides courting?
Well, having dates.
Were there any funny names that you called it or anything?
Can't remember any.
If you were...
I didn't really call it courting. They do now. Mm-hmm. But I just say, well, I have a date for this afternoon. And my husband, to-be, had this horse and buggy, as I said. And he'd come after me a lot of times on Friday afternoon. See, he shipped lumber from Risen, Arkansas, by the car load. He had a man that looked after it and all. But still, he was down there too quite often. And sometimes he'd come down there on business, and then he'd come around and pick me up after school and take me home. And then sometimes, it's owing to what he had to do on Monday. If he needed to go back, go to Risen on Monday on business, why, we'd wait to get up and get up kind of early, and he'd take me back to school on Monday morning. But then sometimes he'd take me back Sunday afternoon with this horse and buggy. And come Christmas time one time, and he had gone home to see his people, his mother, sisters. His father had been dead. I never saw his father since 1909. And then he'd gone on down to Magnolia, where he'd worked down there and boarded with these people. He'd had an invitation from this girl that he'd dated down there to come down and eat Christmas dinner with. I missed him so much. In fact, I thought he was kind of peeved at me. And because I hadn't seen him since the 1st of December, and that was when he brought me home. And, you know, by that time, how short the days were getting. And it'd be after dark when we'd get home, and especially over those bad roads. And I really didn't think my husband-to-be was serious. He was older than me. And I just thought that